This show is for educational purposes only and is not personalized advice. Consult your tax advisor before taking action. All investments involve risk of loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Read show notes for full disclosure.
Welcome to the Physician Family Financial Advisors podcast, where physician moms and dads like you can turn today's worries about taxes and investing into all the money you need for retirement and college.
Hello, physician moms and dads. This is Ben Utley, Certified Financial Planner and Service Team Leader here at Physician Family.
This is Nate Reneke, Certified Financial Planner and Primary Advisor here at Physician Family.
Today's topic is the Barbie movie. Oh, psych. Actually, today's topic is physician student loans. What should you know right now? And we're fortunate to have a special guest, Nate Reneke, also co-host, who is our internal student loan specialist. Now, yes. Nate, there's been a lot of changes in the student loan space recently, right?
Right. Yeah, a lot.
And not only that, there's some good news. So I'll share with the listeners, I got an email from one of my longtime clients who's been with us about, six, 7 years. And he forwarded me this message, and it was from the student loan powers that be, saying that he had been granted student loan forgiveness, that some of the payments that he made that were in forbearance had now been recounted as qualifying payments, towards his 120 qualifying payments, and he'd gotten something like $40,000 in student loan forgiveness, and he was just shocked. So PSLF is real, and so I wanted to bring up this topic today, along with the Barbie movie, so that Nate could thrill us about some of the new stuff in student loans and urge you, our listener and the indebted student loan person, plus all of your friends who might have student loans, to action. So
yeah.
Is it real?
God, man. It certainly is. Yeah. The story that you just told is, I'm assuming, somewhat unique to you, because a lot of your longtime physicians that you serve, they're either done with their student loans or they kind of didn't go for PSLF many years ago, or wasn't available to them. But I have actually seen a similar story, but add a couple zeros to the end of that number, at least 4 or 5 times this month.
Wow.
Now, so hundreds of thousands of dollars being forgiven.
It was just like 6 months ago that everyone was thinking this was like never going to happen and totally impossible. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I dealt with a prospective client just last week, who said, you know, my husband and I are both physicians. We don't think this PSLF is real. And, you know, we just want to pay it off. What do you think? And I was like, I think you're crazy. I think that's the most insane thing that I've heard in today's world. They hadn't heard the news about what was going on.
Yeah. I do hear that a lot, too. And I think you and I think that to give up on it is crazy. But living in it every day has sort of, I don't think it's all that crazy to have that perspective. Not that it's a good idea. It's just that they have been sort of dragged through the mud constantly. Anybody with student loans is going through PSLF. They just don't know what's right, what's wrong, their starts, their stops. It is messy. It's really messy. And finally, some of those really messy aspects to people's student loans are getting cleaned up, and they people just can't believe it because it's been years of a mess.
Right.
So it's here, and if you are at a nonprofit and you're making income-driven repayments, then you should seriously consider PSLF and even getting help from somebody who can help you look back at you know, the last several years of your work and get you really close to PSLF. So even if it's not forgiven today, and it is in the short future.
Even some of the definition of what's not-for-profit has changed. So one of the things that you were telling me in our last team huddle was that you know, folks that are physicians who work at Kaiser Permanente, where truly you work for the Permanente group, a for-profit part of the not-for-profit Kaiser organization, that in the past they weren't eligible, but something has changed in the law now that makes those folks eligible for public service loan forgiveness, as well as I spoke with someone just a couple days ago who is at another organization in California, and they had the same experience. They had gotten a memo about the status of the organization with regard to not-for-profit, and it wasn't Kaiser Permanente. So do you want to say just a little bit about that?
Yeah. So this is a new regulation from Department of Education. This is July 1st, 2023. Kaiser, it's a little bit tricky, and I have become very gun shy in giving out this advice because things change all the time. Mm-hmm. But essentially what this regulation says is that, and I want to be really careful here with the listeners, this is in California and Texas,
mm-hmm.
which is huge, you know, Kaiser's all over California and Texas.
We have Kaiser in Oregon and Washington. Yeah.
Right. And so essentially the way that Kaiser is contracted through not-for-profits or nonprofits has given the Department of Education sort of a nudge to count their service. Because really mm-hmm. they are doing a public service. They're working for the public. It just happens to be that that's the way they structured these you know, businesses. So,
right. So I guess it's conceivable that other legislation will follow, you know, once, because California right. is kind of a bellwether, and Texas these days is a bellwether as well. So it's conceivable that other legislation will follow, but it's, you know, the thing that strikes me is this is an unfolding story. It's something that it's always changing. And I'm honestly amazed at how you keep track of it. And I feel fortunate to have you on the team because I have a nodding mm-hmm. familiarity. What I have is the 120 qualifying payments, which, you know, there's seven caveats with that, and you always seem to know at least six of them. So, you know,
yeah,
I'm amazed. Right. So it's something you have to stay on top of.
Right. And so for these people, so that's an important piece of this, of a physician's story or their journey with student loans, is that it's an ever, you know, the plot is always changing mm-hmm. and with student loans. And so the question that I get all the time is, should I refinance? And it used to be so obvious. It feel like 4 or 5 years ago, it was, are you in a nonprofit? And with the amount of money compared to your student loans, does it make sense? Does mm-hmm. it make sense? And really the only tough question was, should I switch back to a nonprofit? If that, you know, that made sense for as far as the math and financially goes. Mm-hmm. Now with the way interest rates are today, and with the way things are constantly changing, it is tough to recommend that somebody completely get out of the forgiveness world, like totally take their loans out of the federal government's view, just go private and nix their chances completely at forgiveness.
Well, speaking of forgiveness and switching around, I understand that there's also a new repayment plan that's been announced recently. And I mean, it's super fresh and hot off the presses. Do you want to just mm-hmm. speak to the parts of that we really know about? Like what's it called? Yeah.
So it's called SAVE, SAVE. And this is, it's somewhat, you know, it's a change, and we're always nervous about change. But in reality, most physicians won't have to do a whole lot to benefit from this change. And I'll tell you why. SAVE is actually replacing a repayment plan called REPAY.
R-E-P-A-Y-E.
R-E-P-A-Y-E. And most physicians, some are on the other two plans, but most physicians, if they're going for public service loan forgiveness, are on PAY, P-A-Y-E, or mm-hmm. REPAY.
Right.
And PAY excludes a lot of physicians. You have to have very specific loans when you took out your loans. A lot of physicians can't get on PAY. So they're already on REPAY.
Mm-hmm.
And SAVE is replacing it. So soon enough, you know, they kind of are, they're doing everything, they're rolling everything out in stages. But soon enough, you'll just automatically be over on the SAVE program. And I've only found one very unique instance where it didn't save that person money.
Hmm.
So I'm not going to get into the math because it's not really, it's going to confuse
too complicated.
Folks, or it's too complicated, yeah. Not really worth it.
It's but personal. It's what makes personal finance personal, right? It's one person.
It actually is personal. How much you save. Everyone wants to know, like, how much will I save? And it really depends. So, but the reality is that your payment is based on, in all of these income-driven plans, your payment is driven by your income.
Mm-hmm.
So how they calculate that is a percentage after some formula, percentage mm-hmm. of your income. And this, the SAVE program is simply calculating it on a lower percentage.
I see. So it's still IBR, it's still income-based repayment. but it's a new calculation.
That's right. And the only situation that I've seen where Save didn't save people money is when they were doing a very complex sort of, should I file my taxes separately? Both physicians had loans and they had different incomes and it was complicated. But all the other 10 times I've looked at it and ran these numbers out, it saved quite a bit of money, several hundred dollars a month.
So speaking of 10 times, I'm not sure if that's how long the repayment was extended for COVID, but it seemed like it was 10 times. I felt like that thing had more lives than a cat and it just kept dying and coming back and dying and coming back. But September 1st was the official time that it died. And so everyone is going to have to start repaying their loans. So what do we need to know about that?
Yeah, so there's a couple things that that physicians need to know. And this is not a plug to have me help physicians with their student loans, but it is sort of a plug potentially to have someone help you with your student loans.
Yeah.
Because what I've noticed is I can do all the reading I can possibly find out there. I can look up all the blogs. I can go to all the student loan thought leaders. I can read the studentaid.gov website. Nothing gives me more knowledge than being in the trenches with physicians who are looking at their student loans and calling these student loan outfits with them.
Right.
So I want to talk about kind of what people need to know from what they read online, but also what I've seen happen specifically with folks on the phone.
And maybe what they should ask when they call the student loan agencies. Right?
Oh yeah, sure. So the first thing that you need to know is payments are restarting. So you can be sure that they're restarting. In fact, that's everyone's preparing when you call in to Mohila and you try to figure out when your payment's restarting, they're all now being trained to give you a real answer. Mm-hmm. Okay. And basically when you log in, you can see when you need to recertify your income. Okay, so you need to show them your income at some point and they will calculate your payment. Mm-hmm. The key here is that a lot of people have payments that are calculated from way back when, maybe in residency. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be recertifying your income too early, trying to get all your ducks in a row, because you might get to benefit from a really low payment for several months.
So let me get this straight. So like back when I was a resident and I was making, $60,000 or $80,000 a year, they calculated my payments based on that. Now I'm making somewhere, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. And when they recalculate my payments are going to go up a lot, probably more than just 10 times. But quadruple. Yeah. So if I can drag out this recertification thing, then I'm going to get to make some more qualifying payments at that low payment rate. Is that the gist of it?
That's the gist of it.
Ooh, wow. Good to know.
Yeah. And I think that people kind of understand this, but it usually is powerful to explain it in kind of real dollars. Mm-hmm. Let's say your payment was $500, now it's $2,500. Mm-hmm. And most of the time with debt, you're just kind of kicking the can down the road. If you can make a low payment, an interest-only payment, well, you got to pay it back someday. Mm-hmm. That is not the case with public service loan forgiveness. If you can save 6 months from going from $500 to $2,500, that is $12,000 after-tax dollars in your pocket directly.
Which is like 18 before-tax dollars, which is like a whole month's worth of labor.
It's a whole month's worth of labor because you just took a deep breath and relaxed and didn't try to get ahead of anything going on with Mohila.
I want to just break in here for just a second. So there's this thing that I get, and when I talk to prospective clients, it's clear to me that they don't get this. They're like, okay, I'm just going to repay my student loans. Screw PSLF. It's not ever going to happen. And they're like, I'll just pay it off. And I'll say, well, how much do you owe? And they say, well, we owe $400,000. And I say, okay, that's $400,000 after tax dollars. On a pre-tax basis, that's like $600,000. Mm-hmm. And that's like That's years and years and years of labor, because it's not just $600,000 pre-tax dollars. It's like, if you made $600,000 a year, you'd say, oh, that's 1 year. It's not 1 year. It's you know, in that year, you have to make your house payments. You have to pay for private school. You have to pay for your car payments, all those other things. I mean, this adds decades to a person's debt repayment years. And mm-hmm. with the flick of a switch, you know, with just going in and having the curiosity to check this out, run a calculation, talk to somebody about it, you could save a physician decades.
Yes.
Of having to show up and endure what's going on in our healthcare system right now. That just seems like a really small price to pay. But for some reason, there's such a high level of ignorance out there among these very educated people. I just implore them, please, please, please look into this.
Look into it. Yeah. Yeah. And we've seen this. I mean, firsthand, I've seen physicians go from what seems like crippling debt to the next day, they're like, okay, I'm going to buy a house and start saving for retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a game changer. I mean, this is totally what the president intended. This is, you know, when mm-hmm. Biden kind of started making these student loan laws happier for everybody. This is what he was intended, is to give a jolt to the economy so you would start saving for retirement, so you would start buying homes. You know, you'd have some money to spend, right? This is intended.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm off my soapbox now.
Okay. Yeah. No, but that's really true. The reality is that physicians, many of them share this just disdain for debt, which I like. It's just that they have never heard, because they are unique with this PSLF thing. This public service loan forgiveness thing is not for everybody. So they have just heard, hey, buckle down, pay it off. They think that's a kind of admirable right thing to do, but it's not in a lot of cases.
Right.
Okay. So the other thing, so you need to know that just pump the brakes and recertify your income when they ask. Now, here's that's what you are reading online. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you a cautionary tale of what happened when someone called in a little too early. I had a client. He is a bit of a nervous Nelly. He likes to call in a lot, make sure everything's in good order, because he wants these things forgiven, which good on him, right? Mm-hmm. And he calls in and he gets someone on the phone in the public service loan forgiveness department, which is a little cheat code. You call the public service loan forgiveness department, not the main line. And the person says, hey, you haven't recertified your income since 2020. And he goes, yeah, I know that the payments were all stopped in 2020. And she goes, yeah, but you need to recertify your income now. And he said, I thought I recertified in a few months. She said, well, yeah, that's for everyone else, not for you. You never recertified your income way back when.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, that doesn't make any sense. And she goes, so you're not going to recertify your income? And they just went back and forth, right? 10 times. And he luckily hung up the phone and called me. And I said, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Call him back. Called back, got a different person on the phone. She said, oh, that was just a computer error. Let me fix it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So this is the kind of stuff that you will deal with in calling these service centers.
It could have been $10,000 or $12,000 just right there based on that one thing.
So more. And let me tell you another reason, another thing you need to know is that if you are set to recertify in the next few months, they are not really prepared to have the entire country recertify their income in the first 6 months.
Yeah.
So what they've decided, and this is sort of hot off the press. I will say this. I wouldn't be surprised if they changed their minds about this. Yeah. But what I've heard is that the people in the first 6 months, okay, if you're set to recertify, let's say in October, they are going to kick you out 12 months from October. So now it's October 2024. You will have to make payments, but you won't recertify your income until potentially 18 months from now.
Wow.
So instead of 12,000,
it's like 40.
It's 36,000. 40.
Wow.
That's the kind of thing that you know when you call these people and you think they're on my side, they're not against you. They are ignorant. They don't know what they're doing half the time. Imagine a brand new call center employee. I mean, they're just getting trained up.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this all the time. So
for this barrage of
calls. The key's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. The things you need to know. This is what you should do right now is keep pausing. Keep just waiting it out. We're a few weeks away. There's no need to jump the gun. Okay.
Sit tight.
You could sit tight. You can wait till you get on this save program. You don't need to do anything if you're on repay. Okay. If you're on any other payment program other than pay or repay, you should reshoot the numbers to see if save would help you. Okay. Mm. Now, when you're reshooting these numbers, this is widely known too online, the payment calculator is broken at the studentaid.gov website.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's broken and you can't count on it, which is why, you know, I've just told a few stories on people saving $36, $40, $20,000. You can go to someone like us, or you can go to a student loan coach, and they might charge you $1,000. Okay. They built their own calculators.
Yeah.
So this is worth the investment, even if it just checks the box in your brain that I'm doing everything right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes total sense.
So yeah, don't call in too soon. Make sure you got all your logins ready. Determine whether or not you're going to be filing your taxes separate or together. This without getting too deep in the numbers, this is a calculation based on your payment versus the taxes saved.
Mm-hmm.
And determine which payment program you should be on. Mm. And that's what you should be doing right now.
Okay, so let's say for a moment that I'm one of those very sad people who gave up on PSLF and refinanced all my student loans, and now I'm all private. Or let's say I'm a person who had so much debt that I couldn't get it all on public, and I have some private debt. Like, is there some sunshine for me? Is there something I should be doing right now? Like, tell me about that too, because this all PSLF all the time is boring for everybody else. So what's happening there?
Right. Yeah. So the private student loan landscape right now is a bit grim. And that's just because rates are bad. I mean, rates are bad with all debt. When rates get bad and you see rates are bad for mortgages, rates are bad for everything.
What is the prevailing refi rate these days for somebody who's like average refi? Like where are we at?
Because
I know it used to be low and now it's bad.
Used to be real low. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I helped three physicians this week shop their student loans. And the rates came back at high sixes, low sevens.
Kind of like mortgage rates.
Like mortgage rates. And here's the thing to know. If you haven't refinanced yet, okay, for the people that have already refinanced, I'm going to talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. If you haven't refinanced yet, what you need to do is look at your student loan interest rates at Mohila or at wherever your loans are. And just see, is this rate even much lower than my federal student loan rate? Usually, the rates, when you look at them, you know, kind of a weighted average of all your rates, it's about, right now, it's close to the same. And honestly, in at least one case, that the federal rates were better. It is a long shot to say that people working for private companies are going to get their student loans forgiven. But even if there's just this 1% chance that something changes in the student loan laws 5 years from now, there's no sense in refinancing your loans if the federal rates are the same or better.
So what you're saying is if the rates you're paying right now is about the same as, or perhaps less than, the go-in refinance rate, just sit tight, cross your fingers, and hope that something magic happens and some of those loans are forgiven. Otherwise, you just pay them off as you go.
That's right. Let me tell you about something that's less than magic, but I've seen happen.
Okay.
So magic would be like president snaps fingers and somehow we get this law through that everything's forgiven. That's like magic, right? But what I tend to see with especially young physicians, but not even just young physicians, physicians with young families, is that they believe that they know what their life will look like in 5 years.
Yeah.
They believe that wholeheartedly. And I've just seen it too many times where life is totally different, not only 5 years, but 1-2 years later.
Yeah.
So you may think you have your dream situation, your dream job, your dream practice and all that. And life could just throw you for a loop and you could be at a nonprofit tomorrow.
Yeah. Seen it.
So, yeah, I've seen it many times. So back when rates were 3% or 2.5%, and you think you're at your dream job, it's hard to argue with that. You're going to save a ton of money on interest, right? But now that's not the case. That's not where we're at today. And that could change. Again, I mean, rates could go down and I may be telling people to refinance, but that's not the case today.
Right.
And for the people that have already refinanced, now's your time to collect your winnings. So I know it seems like everyone's getting this free money, but you just heard me say 7% interest for private loans. And so, yeah, you've been making payments this whole time. You've been making progress, by the way, toward paying down your debt. And it's been 3 years of them paying down their debt on really low interest rates. And for anybody looking to refinance, student loans are not the same as your mortgage. It doesn't cost you a bunch of money to refinance them. Mm. You're just waiting for a better rate. And the only downside is a little bit of paperwork and a ding on your credit, which is no big deal to refinance at a lower rate.
Temporary.
So that's what you're waiting for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. So what you're saying then is basically people who refinance back when they were rates were 3%, you know, you should be doing a little happy dance that you're not paying 7.
Now's the time that you get to sort of reap your rewards.
Okay. So we talked about PSLF and all the good stuff there. We talked about SAVE. We talked about new rates. We talked about private. We talked about is there anything else in student loans, or is that pretty much it?
Well, that is what's going on today, and so we have episodes that kind of break down PSLF at a high level and go back and listen to those. But that's what people should be thinking about right now.
All right, so break it down for me. Give me the big square in the eyes takeaway. What should I as the listener be taking away from today's show?
Yeah, the big takeaway is that public service loan forgiveness is absolutely real. We have seen 4 or 5 people get forgiveness recently. Mm-hmm. Your colleagues are getting their loans forgiven, and you should at least pursue the idea that it might be right for you. So do something about your loans today, because now is the time to make a plan.
Fantastic. Okay, so that's all for today, folks. Until next time, remember, you're not just making a living, you're making a life.
Thank you for listening to the Physician Family Financial Advisors podcast. Are you getting all the tax breaks you really deserve? To find out, get your copy of the Overtaxed Doctor's Retirement Investing Checklist, available at physicianfamily.com/go.